This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, one business sector that has been turning out very strong earnings reports as well recently is the auto industry. Last month, Chrysler, GM, and Ford had their best month of sales in 5 years. But all that is concerning to Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, who joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so why, Chris, would strong sales in the auto industry be something to worry about?
Well, it's not something we need to worry about in the sense of I'm happy that we have auto sales and we have a stronger economy. And this is one of the bright spots in our economy, right? But yeah. There's a trend that's really worrisome. When you look at the data from Experian, the credit reporting bureau, they said a lot of these loans, they're coming with terms of 73 to 84 months. That's 6 to 7 years, Jeremy. That's a long time to be taking out an auto loan. And on average, the auto loans, on average, for new cars, greater than 5 years.
So people are taking out longer loans with smaller monthly payments, and you're saying that that's a cause for concern because maybe they can't afford to pay them off or what?
That's right. Well, it has an echo of problems that we were seeing in 2003 and 2004, 2005. And you're absolutely right. You get that low monthly payment. You think, oh, boy, I can afford this. This is really good. But if you think about an auto loan and, you know, the car depreciates with time, eventually you owe a lot more than the car is worth.
Yeah.
In 6 to 7 years, that's a long period of time. I mean, think about your life and I think about my life. You know, a lot of things can change in 6, 7 years. And then if you have to sell this car, you're going to be taking a loss.
So, of course, the thing that comes to mind, Chris, is the subprime mortgage crisis where people were borrowing a lot of money that they couldn't pay back. And these were sort of reckless loans. Is there a comparison here?
Well, no, Jeremy. I mean, look. The housing market, the blow up in the housing market, that took down the economy, as you said. The whole auto loan market could blow up, and it's not going to take down the U.S. economy. But, you know, there's cold comfort in that because think about the borrowers who are stretching and then they're buying a car they can't afford and they're taking loans that are really bad loans, bad terms, going on too long. So my concern is a lot of individuals are starting to stretch and they're going to financially suffer. And we've gone through 5 really tough years.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.